Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Now, lately, I've had a few people reach out to me and ask me what is health coaching, because I have talked a little bit on the show over previous episodes about my health coaching, and I guess I haven't really explained it or talked about it too much in depth, so I thought I would take the opportunity to talk about it on this episode so that you can learn a little bit more about what a health coach does, in particular what I do, and how it's different from, say, something like a life coach or a personal trainer or even a nutritionist or a dietitian. So I started my health coaching business back in 2013, it was, and I absolutely love health coaching. It's probably the most rewarding career move I have ever taken. I actually stumbled across it one day on the internet, and as soon as I read the description about what a health coach was, I fell in love with the idea, and I could totally visualize myself doing that and helping others. And I basically made it my mission to be able to grow a business and to walk away from my part-time job in an office space that I absolutely despised. So I started to become a health coach, and to say that it was life-changing is basically an understatement, because the amount of flow-on effect from me taking that career move has just been astronomical. The amount of people that I've personally been able to help has been so rewarding. Now, when I first started my career in health coaching, I was doing one-on-one coaching with clients and also small group coaching. And then I started to move into the online space and doing group coaching in the online space via Zoom. So that's basically how it all started for me. So what is a health coach? So a health coach is different from other type of coaching in that what I do as a health coach is I encompass what's called primary food and secondary food. Now, that might sound a little bit crazy to you, and what am I talking about? So I'll explain it to you quickly. So primary food is basically things that are going on in your life that don't revolve around food. So these areas are your career, your physical activity or your movement, your relationships, and your spirituality. So if something in those areas is out of alignment, it can completely affect your life. So not only do I help with people with their food and their eating and making sure they're on top of everything to do with gluten-free and celiac disease, I help people in these key areas as well. Now, when we talk about spirituality, I'm not just talking about God. You might not be spiritual in that way, but you might have more of a new age awareness, or you might be into something completely different that's not anything to do with religion, but it's your spirituality. So it's where you fit in the world, where you see yourself, things like that. And then obviously when it comes to career, many people have changed their careers in the past couple of years because they've realized what's really important to them. And unfortunately, it does take something like COVID and lockdowns and things like that for a lot of us to realize that there's more to life than just doing the same old thing and the same old grind. So yeah, career is a big one. Physical activity, obviously people that don't look after their bodies by not exercising, that's one area that they fall down with. And then obviously relationships is huge, because you can have issues in your relationships and that causes issues as well. And when we talk about relationships, I'm not just talking about, say, a couple. It can be your parents. It can be your work colleagues. It can be your next door neighbor. If something's out of whack in your relationships, that can also cause issues. So then we talk about secondary food. So secondary food is actually food and water, things like that. So yeah, anything you consume and anything that you drink goes into your secondary food. So what I do is I help clients work on creating a basically as perfect of a lifestyle as possible around primary food and secondary food. And what a coach does, which is really different to other people, is a health coach helps clients to achieve their own goals. So when my clients came to me in a one-on-one basis, we would sit down at the first session and we would write out goals, but I would not set those goals for my clients. They would have to set those goals for themselves, because there's no point in getting someone else to tell you what you should be achieving. You need to work that out for yourself. So a health coach actually helps you see that and work that out for yourself. So yeah, it's pretty cool actually, the way that I can, I guess, pull it out of people what they want to achieve and what changes they need to make. So I've worked with many, many different clients from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, different health issues, from things like ulcerative colitis to their hair falling out in clumps, to being severely overweight and not knowing what the problem was because they'd tried every diet under the sun. It turned out they were in a really crappy relationship and that was holding them back. So there's lots of different things that I help people with, but it's only really been in the last sort of 5 to 7 years that I've really focused on celiac disease and helping people with celiac disease specifically, because it's something that I love the most. I love helping people the most with this because I have so much more of an expertise in it, and I love to be able to help people thrive with their celiac disease, because I truly believe that when we get on top of it, we can feel so much better. We can feel so much more confident in ourselves. We can feel so much more happier, and we can just live such a better life when we are on top of everything that encompasses life, basically. So yeah, it's all very well and good making sure that all of those things are lined up with gluten-free and cross-contamination and all those things. But the thing is, if something's out of whack elsewhere within your life, then that can cause health issues that you may not even be realizing, whether it be anxiety or stress or, you know, bloating, and you're not even realizing that it's actually from stress belly and it's not from gluten. So I help my clients get to the root cause of all of these types of things and to improve and make these things better. So it's an incredible career. It's an incredible job, if you want to call it a job. And it's just one of those things that when I first started, people didn't know what a health coach was. They would say, oh, so are you like a personal trainer? Oh, is that what you do? No, I'm not a personal trainer. I have nothing to do with teaching people about physical activity. I help people discover the exercise or the movement that they enjoy the most so that they will actually go out and do it. Because for me, I personally don't like having someone yelling and screaming at me to do things. I don't work that way. So personal trainers are not my jam. If you're a personal trainer, you've obviously got people that adore you and love you, and that's fantastic. But personal trainers are not for everybody. And I know they don't all yell and scream, don't get me wrong. But in my experience, the personal trainers that I've worked with in the past just didn't work for me at all. So that is not what a health coach does. A health coach helps you understand which types of exercise works for your unique body, lifestyle, personality, things like that. So that's very cool as well, that you can find that out by working with a health coach. I have gone on since to do further study. I've done study very recently about FODMAPs. I've done further study to become a hypnotherapist. And I'm also currently studying further about the law of attraction. So yeah, I'm always learning. I'm almost always growing, and I'm always focusing on how I can become a better person so that I can become a better coach. Because in life, I think we never stop learning. We're always learning. We can always be better and achieve more. And I feel that by helping others, it helps me so much as well. So if you've never heard of health coaching, I hope this gives you a good explanation of what a health coach does. Depending on where you live, you may be able to find a health coach that you can work with in a one-on-one basis, or you may like to seek someone out that you can work with online. I am going to be very, very soon launching again group program. So if that's something that you are interested in, you are more than welcome to send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram and just let me know that you want to be on the wait list to find out more about that. But yeah, I'm very excited to be doing group coaching again because I did step away for a little bit from the coaching just to expand my family. So yeah, I'm excited to get back into that space again. And yeah, so I just wanted to share with you very quickly this week about health coaching in case it's something you'd never really understood when I've dropped a mention of it in my episode. So yeah, if you've got any more questions, let me know. I'm more than happy to answer them. So yeah, feel free to hit me up on either Instagram via The Healthy Celiac, or you can send me an email, info@belindawhelan.com, and I will respond to you there. So thank you so much for listening, and I will be back to talk with you again next week. Have a fantastic week. I'll talk with you then. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawhelan.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.